Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1969. How to Survive the Christmas Rush and Beyond with Brain Fitness by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hello, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions. Remember, you can send me a question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask or email it directly to health@oldpodcast.com. All right, and with that, let's hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. How to Survive the Christmas Rush and Beyond with Brain Fitness by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. It's that time of year again. The shopping malls all have their decorations up, and radio jocks have been telling us since September that there are only so many shopping days left until Christmas. While it's been possible to live in a blissful state of denial so far, there's no getting away from the fact that it's now December, and school holidays, end-of-year preparations, and Christmas are coming up fast. So how do you tackle this crazy time with all its silliness, jingles, and mingles? There are probably three options. My colleague April, their name has been changed for anonymity, approaches December with the same military precision she devotes to all her work. Her to-do list is complete and color-coded for clarity. Christmas presents have all been bought, wrapped, and labeled. Cards are written and in neat piles ready for mailing to family, friends, and businesses. The dog has been booked into a kennel while they entertain, and she's just awaiting delivery of the Christmas crackers she ordered from the States, which are 2 days late. She has this strange, calm expression on her face, which I can never really interpret. You might call it serene. You could call it smug. The second option was taken up by my pal June. Again, I changed their name for anonymity. June announced that she's about to head off overseas with her family for a 6-week sojourn to Dubai, Italy, and Canada, returning after Australia Day. Lucky duck. The third option, which is the one I seem to naturally fall into every year, despite thinking that things could be different, is to assume that with 31 days in the month, there is, of course, loads of time to get everything done. I mean, we're only talking about 2 actual days of public holiday where everyone can sit back and relax with a nice glass of something, stuff our faces silly with lots of good food, and enjoy catching up with good friends and family. So what could be easier? The trouble with this third option is that it assumes Christmas is at the end of the month, and so I'm never ready for the 25th. The Christmas letter to relatives doesn't get sent until the new year. That great idea for a present for Uncle Ted, who is impossible to buy for, isn't available until March. And on top of that, there are work tasks waiting for completion and new projects waiting to get unpacked and developed properly to roll out in the new year. The human stress response to threat is well known. It's our fight, flight, or freeze reaction. Which response we adopt can vary, though you may have noticed we quite often respond to a particular threat in a certain way. However, it doesn't have to be this way. It's time to look at how we can make Christmas, our holidays, or anything different to our normal routine easier and more enjoyable, simply by adopting a brain fit approach. This approach includes 1. Be prepared. While I was never a Boy Scout, taking the time to think about how do I want this to happen takes away the stress of running around like a headless chicken, buying three giant circles of brie that you'll end up eating until Easter, and a pile of unwanted spare presents you bought in case you forgot someone. A couple of hours put aside to think and talk over with your other half, if they're interested or vaguely listening, helps to clarify what you will need and to start to plan accordingly. 2. Indulge in moderation. If, like me, you're wondering why last year's clothes have managed to shrink in the closet and you've got nothing else suitable for that work event tomorrow night, it's probably a reminder to travel light and to suck it in. There are only so many Christmas parties, drinks, and meals we can go to without suffering an overabundance of greasy sausage rolls, cardboard mince pies, and too much booze. So make sure you keep your exercise schedule happening, even if that means walking to your destination. Choose to alternate alcoholic drinks with sparkling water. No one will notice that the sparkling beverage is actually just water. Avoid showing up hungry to an event by having a light snack beforehand, which makes it easier to forego that deep-fried wonton or bucket of chips. 3. Sleep easy. With so much to do and so much on, it's easy to end up exhausted and without enough sleep. That makes surviving the next day not just a headache, but much harder to do things well to the level you know you're capable of. We all need roughly 7 to 8 hours of good quality, uninterrupted sleep every night for mood regulation, better memory, better decision making, greater insight, and time to flush out all the trash that accumulates in our brain during the day. So while it's fun to party, make sure you're tucked in bed at a reasonable time. 4. Delegate. Being a martyr to Christmas is never much fun. No one acknowledges your martyrdom, and they'll just assume you love the role. So if it's not what you want, don't do it. Get someone else to. If they don't want to do it either, perhaps this is a signal that it's time to do things differently. While being a fiercely independent, productive, and busy person is marvelous, there are times, like now, when it's fine, appropriate, and necessary for sanity's sake to ask for help or delegate tasks. The fewer choices we have to make, the more mental energy we'll have left over to apply to those more important items and avoid decision fatigue. And 5, chill. This is a special time of year because it's the perfect time to pause and reflect on everything you've achieved and to anticipate good things to come. It's about expressing gratitude for what you have and for appreciating those who mean the most to you. When we are grateful, our mind can relax, we are more positive, and we feel happier. Why not treat yourself to something really nice, something you might not have time to do during the rest of the year? A massage, a retreat, a day to spend doing non-work things, a trip to an art exhibition, a trip to the country, or a night away with your partner. Ultimately, it's all about choice and what works for you. What you choose determines not just whether you survive the silly season, but how you can take the silliness out of it all and enjoy a truly wonderful and happy time. You just listened to the post titled, How to Survive the Christmas Rush and Beyond with Brain Fitness by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Dr. Brockes' last bit of brain fitness advice to just chill reminded me of the lyrics to so many holiday songs. When she said that this is a special time of year because it's the perfect time to pause and reflect on your achievements and think about the good things to come, it sounded like any number of holiday songs. This is not meant to be a backhanded compliment, I promise, but instead, it just made me think about what so many of the themes from those holiday songs are trying to tell us. As a huge holiday song nerd myself, I can tell you that most of them talk about spending time with those you love, enjoying these precious moments, and being in good cheer. Most of them don't mention that we should run around stressing for a month and forgetting about our mental and physical well-being in the process. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you're having a great week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.